Hearing behind me, by the way, in the background, is this is the Whistle Song by Sim Gretna. It's actually the favorite song of one of our Minecraft administrators, and I wanted to play it as a loving tribute. So enjoy that. It's awesome. Good afternoon, everypony. This is Silver Eagle here with Ponyville Live, and I'm joined by seven of the very finest in Pony Minecraft administrators here. Joined by the administrators of our new friends over at PonyMC, the Pony Minecraft server, both a creative and survival Minecraft environment, and they've done a lot of really, really awesome stuff over there. So first of all, thank you all for joining me.
Thanks for letting us come.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule. Let's go around the circle here and just do introductions, first of all, on who you all are. So we'll start with you, Ion.
Hey, I'm Ion. I'm technical administrator for PonyMC.
We've got Evan up next.
Hello, I'm Evan. I go by Firestar on the server. I do tech stuff, mainly code and server administration.
Cool. Welcome. We got Applejack.
I'm Applejack. I help operate the survival server. Just in general, adminning.
You just go as Applejack?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool. We got Vaughn.
Hi, I'm Vundrim. On the server, often known as Celestia or Sunbutt. Pretty much. So run, moderate, administrate, the server survival.
Cool.
Playground.
Cool. And then we've got Jack Bro. What's up, Jack Bro?
Hey.
Yo.
I just work on Equestria. I make pretty things. That's about it.
Well, your avatar
is all of it.
Yeah, your avatar is a very a beautiful butterfly. So.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
There's really nothing to talk about that with.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty. There's no reason.
Jack changed his name because of a joke. He actually usually goes by Jack.
But yeah. Now it's Jack Bro.
I only stay as Luna mostly just because it stuck, but that's about it.
Right now. Oh, okay. Right. And you said you're one of the creators of the of Equestria?
Yeah.
Okay. I did. This is the, for the listeners here, this is the Equestria environment inside of PonyMC, right? Like, you're not one of the actual creators of the show or anything. It's
I made the show, too.
You made the show, too. Thanks.
He's actually Lauren Faust.
Thanks, Emily Larson.
Yeah, I'm Lauren Faust's brother.
You're Lauren Faust. Jack, that's why your name is Jack Bro, is because you're Jack Bro.
I'm hiding my identity so I don't get too famous.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get too famous, though. It's pretty. Yeah. It's pretty.
Ruins my life. Fame ruins people. So.
Fame ruins people. All right. So up next, we've got Pink Amina.
I'm Pink Amina. I help administer the survival server, world builder, and emergency tech.
Cool. And last but not least, we have Pepper.
Hey, I'm known as Rainbow Pepper on the server. I'm more of the administration side of the Equestria project.
Cool. And is that your OC in the picture there, which just looks like a rainbow dash?
Rainbow dash
in a suit.
It's got a story behind it, honestly. I didn't just come up with it suddenly. Yeah.
It's a really shitty story.
It's a bad OC that was made over years of pony servers.
Oh, okay. All right. And that's the story then. Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring you guys on because we have a lot of interviews and we've done a lot of interviews with people from Minecraft servers. But I feel like, you know, mostly we get hung up on things like, are the ponies there pretty? You know, and like other questions like that.
No.
It's kind of like, no, the ponies are like, it's still Minecraft. Like, it's the same game that you've played, you know, a bunch of times before. What's unique about it is how you guys structure it and put it together and maintain it. And, you know, all of that stuff just fascinates me. And I think it's really interesting because you guys are dealing with what amounts to, you know, just must be just gigabytes a day of in and out traffic.
But, see if I can get an actual number on that.
Yeah, do you guys have actual statistics?
So around 100, maybe 200 new players per day when we're talking about a good day. The weekend, it's average, 100 to... But that doesn't mean they stick around long.
Some right. Just oh, so that's just new entries new players, into the server. Yeah.
I'm sure Orca's going to
we run into about a 10 megabyte a second daily traffic at average.
As far as I know, we're the most traffic Pony servers in existence at the moment. It hasn't happened that way for very long. But let's see, like our stats for today, we've had 83 new players join just today for a total of 530 players, unique players that have joined today.
That have logged on.
Yes.
To the unique server.
People.
Oh. Goodness. So over the course of the day, you have, you said just today, you've had 500 and some odd people, different people log on over the course of the day.
Yep, 530 new players today. We had 3,917 since the start of 2014. And
that's all unique players.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
On average, on weekends, we're always around 40. That's pretty much the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Often hitting 60 more during the weekend. Weekend, I mean also Friday afternoon, night. During the week, it's more around 30 players, maybe 40.
Yeah. And so you guys, you're dealing with what, and you mentioned this just a second ago, Ion, that at this point, you know, statistics seem to show that you're the most popular Pony Minecraft server.
At the moment, at least in terms of player traffic.
Right. Yeah.
Traffic-wise. But
Day-to-day traffic, and overall your growth has been really pronounced over the last few months. That you've had a lot of popularity. Now, you guys have generated a lot of that popularity just through word of mouth, right?
Yeah, a lot of it's players that invite their friends, people telling other people.
That's really awesome. So, I mean, that's a testament to a lot of the work that you've put into it. It's a big achievement. Well, all right. Well, we will be right back with more from the Pony MC crew here on Ponyville FM. And those of you just joining us, this is Feeling Regal with Silver Eagle. I'm your host, Silver Eagle, here on Ponyville FM. This weekend, we have a special interview with Pony MC, our Ponyville Live's partner Minecraft station. Minecraft server, I mean. Station. And we're listening to that, and we're also listening to some awesome Pony electronic music because, well, we just can't help ourselves here at Ponyville FM playing some awesome Pony music. So we'll be right back right after this.
Dreamy darkness. One day I know you'll pull.
Oh, that's a beautiful song, isn't it? I think it is. That was Pull Me Through featuring Lily Cloud by Aftermath. Here on Ponyville FM, you're listening to Feeling Regal with Silver Eagle. And I'm your host, Silver Eagle. And now let's go back to our interview with the crew from Pony MC. How much data are you dealing with total? Like, how big is this server?
Let's see here. Just here. Pulling stats as we're sitting here.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Well, I mean, are you asking about the server specifically, like the survival server in Equestria, or are you talking about our operations just in general?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much we've grown since we switched to the new host, but previously we were running out of space like every day. And that was 128 gigabytes.
We had to switch to a terabyte and a 128 solid state just to keep the server from going down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that how you guys balance the performance and storage at the moment? Do you guys split part of it by SSD and part of it by regular hard drive?
The database is on the same server as all of the servers. That's how we keep things interconnected, is we have it all kind of falling back the data onto a database so that the servers pull from it, all of the servers pull from it, all of the websites, all of that pulls from the same database. So we're able to kind of synchronize everything through that. The amount of traffic going back and forth between logging all the different servers and web traffic and stuff like that. If we don't have it on SSDs, it tends to bog down.
Yeah, it would bottleneck. Yeah, and that makes sense. So everything's running on one big dedicated server then?
At the moment, yes.
Cool. That's pretty interesting. So at this point, are you guys, you know, with this rollout of your new server, did this set you up to help, you know, support growth beyond what your current numbers are?
Yes. That's the main reason we moved. We wanted to give ourselves that room to grow in the future, but mm-hmm. the problem we had with the old server was it was just strictly smaller solid-state drives, which was good in terms of performance, but we started hitting an issue where we would constantly run out of space.
Yeah.
So we decided we'd just move the servers. The servers themselves are the data stored on the hard drives for space, and then we've got 128 gigabytes of RAM, and we load all of the worlds into RAM disks, so that we still maintain that fast access time without actually running into our limits on storage space.
So you're dealing with crazy fast access time when you get into RAM disks. I mean, that kind of stuff. So do you set those up all by hand, or do you just kind of like have the Minecraft server try to cache it all in RAM, or?
Well, the servers, it stores it all in RAM as it's running. We use a cron to write it back to the hard drive.
Cool. So that kind of helps you in the event that your server just shuts off or something.
Yep. In the event the server were to have some major failure, we would lose at most maybe 15 minutes of data.
Hmm. Like last time when the hard drive failed and we literally were down for about a second.
And you had a hard drive fail?
Everything on the servers ran in RAID, so.
Wow.
RAID 1, so we don't try to maintain that ridiculous uptime.
Yeah. Well, no, RAID 1, I mean, you can pretty much have a drive fail and really nothing happens, right? I mean,
So true size of our server is 256 solid state and 2 terabytes of just
Both are in RAID 1.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, for the inner, you know, I don't know how many nerds are in the Pony audience, but this is kind of like a weird triangle here, right? Of like Pony, nerd, and Minecraft. But you guys have managed to find, you know, a handful of people who have all of those things in common. This server is a beast from the sounds of it. You said 128 gigs of RAM.
Yeah. It just kind of falls back on that. We needed the performance. We needed the space. And this just kind of, it was nice because it was well within our budget and gave us that room to expand in the future.
Yeah. What would you say is the big thing that draws people, you know, that people comment on when they jump on the server? You know, what's your crowning achievement, I mean, besides, you know, obviously.
Talking for survival only, I'd say it's the relaxed attitude. We don't have, like, plots for people. We have an open world.
Mm-hmm.
People just build wherever they feel like building, as long as they're not in the way of someone else.
Yeah.
And also the relaxed attitude with staff. We just converse with players where mm-hmm. we have fun. Some staff even play in survival with the players. It's, like I said, it's pretty simply put, it's the relaxed attitude we take.
Yeah.
The three things. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, at least for the survival standpoint, the number one thing we seem to get the most comments on is the actual community itself. The other players, the staff, and the interactions between all of the above. So,
yeah, the three things I would... They usually hear about, like, how it's got... It's not just, oh, here's a group of people that, you know, like the same thing. We kind of draw them in by having things. We actually modify the server to, you know, provide a little bit different experience than what most players would usually have.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see the community, how the community is very welcoming and friendly.
Yeah, it started off as our server were having fun on it, and then
yeah.
people joined. Then we were kind of amazed that players started to amass, and like, wait, we used to have 5-10 players online average. What the hell is going on? We haven't really changed anything. What's going on? And then, yeah, now today.
All right. Well, you're listening to an interview with the crew from Pony MC, Ponyville Live's Minecraft partner. And this is Feeling Regal with Silver Eagle. And we will be right back after this brand new song by Archie. We'll be right back. All right, everypony. Well, that was the brand new single by Archie, pony musician, and also now mainstream musician under his other name, Deso. Yeah, really awesome stuff there. This is Feeling Regal with Silver Eagle. I'm your host, Silver Eagle, and now we return to our interview with the crew from Pony MC. Yeah. Now, you guys, you all have an interesting structure as an organization that you all kind of function as a cohesive council of leadership, right? Instead of just there being one of you that every, you know, all the power of Pony MC is focused on to.
Yes.
All kind of share that responsibility. So one of the added side effects, I'd imagine, is that it creates sort of a failover in the event that one of you has real life become more important. And, you know, the other people can kind of presumably take over and help out.
Yeah, in general, most of us are either more active or less going on about the year, some months. Mm-hmm. It changes. Mm-hmm. Of course, like, we were many, so like you said, it's nice to have backup when needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the way we're organized gives us the flexibility to cover down on each other, because, like, you know, for instance, last year I was in Afghanistan, so I was kind of out of the loop for a long period because I didn't have an internet connection, but, you know, everyone else was able to cover down in my absence. Yeah. Same with Ion, for that matter. I mean, without having a traditional hierarchical setup, it allows us to continue operations as normal, even with some of our staff out of the loop.
Yeah, and that seems like that would really be in your advantage, you know, as a Minecraft server. You pretty much have to be on your game all hours of all days. So
yeah, that happens sometimes when you join a server and we're either having issues, maybe if only tiny for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You just picked a bad time to log in, and if you leave, well, sad, but it's your loss. I just hope you're going to come back. Like,
right.
That's normal.
Wake up in the middle of the night with nightmares of the server crashing.
Yeah, he does that a lot. Wakes up randomly in the night and gets on Skype going,
really?
Everything's fine?
It's kind of how we run the entire server. It's like with our ban systems. We have no temp bans here, but we always accept appeals.
That is an interesting point. I never actually thought about talking about that.
That is an interesting point, actually, and I hadn't really delved into it too much as a player, you know, considering that I'm not really griefing anybody. So I haven't really run
not
up.
Not really.
I'm not really running up against your ban system all that often.
I'll prism walk.
That is interesting. Let's shift gears and talk about creative for a bit, because we haven't really talked much about the creative environment. I know a lot of work went into it. So do you guys want to talk a little bit about what went into that?
Equestria?
Yeah.
Well, Jack, start talking too. I mean, you made most of it.
Thousands of man hours.
Thousands upon thousands. And when did you guys start it?
Well, actually, our Equestria project originated from a server called BronyCraft.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and, you know, they kind of fell apart, and we joined Pony MC for a lot of good reasons. The whole organization we're working with now is actually kind of new. It really only started when we joined Pony MC with the, I call it the United Guild of Equestrian Builders, just to be nice and cute.
Well, that's fancy.
Yeah. I don't know, Jack, you built most of it still. I mean, you're still working on another map, even though this one is still too big in some people's opinions.
2.0? Or is it 3.0? I don't know.
Yeah. We want to turn it into like a big adventure RP server with all kinds of fancy quests and stuff. You know, that's the long-term goal. Right now we're just working on getting major landmarks built up like Ponyville and Canterlot. We just need really good builders right now, basically. Yeah. Dedicated people.
Yeah, is that something you're still out there recruiting for?
Lively. It's not so hard to get somebody that can build decently, but get somebody that will be dedicated and, you know, kind of do their own thing.
And put the time into it.
Without someone holding their hand.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the issue we're having right now. But we're getting there.
So. I know projects like that take, you know, huge amounts of time and energy to do. Finding people who have that time. If I'm not mistaken, it kind of blends in with the creative open area right? That you can kind of just, you can get up out of the pony area, out of the equestria area, and go out and sort of play.
Yeah, explore, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to fill that area with dungeons and quests and
yeah,
stuff like that, you know. Make it feel like a kind of like an MMO, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of MMO, that's, you know, Pony MMO, or not Pony MMO, MC MMO, is one of the, it's a really popular mod out there, and you guys have taken an interesting strategy with your mods, though, and you build a lot of them in-house.
Mm, well, we'll talk to them.
Yeah, so we're back to the nerd people here, because this is really interesting that you guys take this strategy of sort of homespun mod development, just so it's exactly what you guys need for this server. So tell us about what motivates that and what all you've worked on so far.
I think so. Go ahead, Alan.
So back right before it, I think it was, I don't have the days off the top of my head, early 2012, is whenever I joined the original server under the name Craftsmanship is Magic. And I suggested, hey, let's make, you know, a pony class kind of plugin. And they, originally it was kind of, okay, we'll look at it. But gradually they kind of caught on to the idea. I made kind of a rough draft that was with first just three classes, Earth, Unicorn, Pegasus. And it worked pretty well, but it wasn't until we started actually growing into the whole Pony MC thing that we saw that we're going to be growing and expanding, and we started putting everything onto the database, and it just, we wanted to have it be unique and exactly what we wanted it to do.
You know, before Orca joined like you said, the original server, the issue we used to run into a lot was, even after he joined, we were still running into the issue a lot. Every time Minecraft would update, and, you know, we would have to wait on the plugins to update, and we had a really large downtime, you know, where sometimes it was literally weeks we were down waiting for these plugins to update. So after Orca and Fire joined, they started working to phase out a lot of the dependencies on these third-party plugins, because it was equaling such a significant downtime for us as a server.
Right, and you guys have greatly simplified the kind of structure that you guys have. And, you know, from the player experience, it all looks kind of seamless. The player wouldn't necessarily know that you're, you know, using a whole bunch of different mods, because it feels kind of like a smooth, like a normal Minecraft experience, really.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, we will be right back with more from the crew at Pony MC. But first up, let's have another song break with some awesome pony electronic music from JB. We'll be right back. All right, everypony. Well, that was JB versus Main 6 with 2-4-6-8 on your hooves here on Ponyville FM. This is Feeling Regal with Silver Eagle, and now we're back with the Pony MC crew. The, I guess, most significant, one of the only big ones that if you're on Survival, for example, you notice, is the pony classes. You know, you get the option to choose, you know, what pony class you want to be.
Yeah, but everyone just goes for Pegasus anyways.
Well, and you say that, but...
it's always been like that on every server.
It's, yeah, I was going to say every server picks Pegasus, right? But you guys have tried to balance that out a little bit.
We all tried. They've all tried. You just gotta nerf Pegasus until some people start using it.
Just gotta make it so Pegasus is can fly.
There's a lot of flying classes, but Pegasus has no skills. Seriously, it's the Pegasi have the less appeal of all the flying classes. But you know, players just
so that nobody picks it.
I like to see unicorns in their teleportation.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, unicorns is cool. Changeling. This one came out of nowhere. Like, did you guys build that class like in its ability from scratch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Short answer is yes.
Short answer is yes. There's some libraries that went into it. To give it some of the functionality. But as far as like the actual implementation of the class, yes. 95% of it was written completely from scratch.
That is so cool. And just, I mean, for people who are unfamiliar with this, the Changeling class can become other things. You can, like, mimic a cow.
Yeah, it's still being worked out a bit, because what we're going to do probably in one of these the future updates soon, is add names over the mobs so the players can still tell who is what.
Yeah.
Well, you had a few times where this chicken just stole my door.
And then Bat Pony. Bat Pony is one of my favorite because it has night vision built into it. And then Dragon is fireproof.
Yep, lava.
Yeah, lava proof. And so you can go mining and not be terrified.
Yep, we get that a lot. It's that, oh, well, it's a slow class, but at least I don't have to worry about lava when I go mining.
So. Exactly. Well, and that's the trade-off, right? Is how you balance the two. So you put up with having to run out of food a lot quicker. But then you can go out and get in lava and just be completely okay.
We definitely try to we try to balance them, give them unique kind of personalities and different abilities that they can do. I mean, there's overlap, obviously, some have flying, but we change the flying speeds a little bit so that, Pegasi are slightly faster or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, we just...
Perfect. I was about to ask if you...
Change. Oh, there we go.
Ion produced, and I love that he just shows me the query here, just outright. So this is the count of players who play as each type of class. Now this is a really interesting thing.
No one loves sea ponies.
So no one loves sea ponies. No one really loves alicorns.
Well, alicorns are
alicorns. We didn't want a lot of them because it just kind of
my OC is an alicorn.
Donut steal.
It breaks the whole point of the classes. Right. By getting everyone alicorn. So for the longest time, it was donation only.
Still is. It's working. We're working its way towards. It's not going to be that in the future. But
goal is in the future you can use the pony point system, which you earn those points just by playing on the server, to eventually get the class. Of course, that's a significant time investment to do that because we still want to maintain the whole class system.
Well, once they roll out that whole, I guess they already have it, but if you were to roll out like an adventure mode where they had to go through this like quest, the spirit quest or something, and then at the end of that, they would become alicorns.
Oh my god.
we'll just throw them through the admin dungeon.
Yeah, put them in the...
Fine, if the quest took weeks and weeks.
A spirit quest. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
We could just throw them in the maze. If they finish it, we'll give them alicorn.
In the maze.
I'd love Equestria to be another incentive for like pony classes and stuff like that. Like, Earth ponies would be able to farm better than all the others or something. And
yeah.
the dragons being able to mine more. I mean, we could use that as part of the economy. You know, all those different races would set up shops and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be able to produce more. So, you know, that race would be a very good choice for how they're going to play in the Equestria world.
Yeah. Yeah, what role they fill.
Right, right.
Literally their cutie mark, right? So, anyway, so for everybody else who's wondering what the total... All right. So, 4,000 Pegasuses.
Pegasuses.
Yeah. 1,700 dragons, and I'm going from top to bottom here. 1,100 and some odd unicorns. 700 earth ponies. Still kind of a high, surprising number, considering earth ponies are earth ponies, you know. 535 griffins. Cool. Not a lot of pet ponies. Oh. Now that we're back on nerd stuff. Have you had to do anything to kind of help keep, because I noticed there's one thing about the server, and it is that the thing just almost never lags. And I say that now, which means it's going to, you know, it's going to crash, like, you know, 100 times in the next 10 minutes. I've totally jinxed it. But besides, so you got RAM disks going. MySQL, I imagine, has to be just a performance monster. And I know Minecraft is already kind of a performance monster in and of itself. So do you guys have to do any sort of, do you have any specific software you use?
Well, most of it's, you know, written by us. So we,
yeah,
we do all that we can to make sure it's functioning well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we had recently was, we moved the server to the new server, and we had originally had the server, we hadn't set up the RAM disks yet, so mm-hmm. it was just running off the hard drives. And during that time, the database being queried, because it was pulling from the hard drives, it was responding a little too slowly mm-hmm. and was actually causing players to get lag or disconnect. So we did two things to fix this indefinitely. Like, this shouldn't be a problem for a very long time if it is ever a problem again. First thing was we moved the databases to the solid-state drives, which
yeah.
that was going to be done anyways. That's good and cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we also made player joining all the classes, all the punishments, moved everything to a multi-threaded asynchronous kind of scheme so that one player joining isn't going to tie up the database. We're making everything so that one player's interaction isn't going to affect everyone else's.
Really? And you did that in MySQL?
No, in Java. Java's
oh.
how we wrote most of the plugins.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say.
No, the,
so the you, Java so essentially, they're non-locking. It's not like read-locking
yes.
your entire DB for every time a person joins or anything.
Yeah, we're using InnoDB, so it's only locking the line of the
So it's
table.
Row-locking. Yeah.
Yeah. Our accessing, originally, because we didn't. You know, we didn't plan from the beginning to be getting this big.
Well, yeah, sure.
The plugin for punishments and classes and things like that
mm-hmm.
were single-threaded.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
the plugins were locking. And now we've recently made an update to where it's not, and it shouldn't be an issue anymore.
Cool.
All hell, the great dolphin.
I'm sure not many people who are playing will appreciate this other than to just get on and go like, oh, this is fun.
Now, we've got big plans, and it's taking a long time, but we're never going to stop having plans to improve or just add to what we have. Because otherwise it would... That's it, yeah. Otherwise it would mean we're bored, and we can't get bored. We don't have the right to.
I suppose if there's any other sort of parting thoughts that you guys have, any stories that you want to share...
Equestria is looking for builders.
Builders.
We need good builders. Come and take our exam, and I won't stab you. Our exam is very easy. Well, it's not easy, but we're not very strict. So, you know, come on and try out for a few years, and maybe you'll get there.
A few years?
No, I'm just kidding.
Go on a spare if you're lucky.
There's no limit. You could just keep trying until you get it, and, you know, when we see you're learning and everything, you're taking suggestions and... you're ambitious, we'll probably let you in.
And it's not like they're going to send you just to a barren wasteland. There's plenty of
different plenty builds. Of those in Equestria, too. But we have those.
There's plenty of examples if you ever want to go build an Equestria and want to see what we're looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
There are always many.
And, We need people with ideas for towns too. I mean, we wouldn't have player built towns like, you know, Fanon style towns that still look like equestrian towns, but not necessarily real canon towns. Yeah. So come on with your ideas, guys.
Yeah. Cool. And so, for anybody who's curious, but PonyMC is the way you connect to it. If you're inside of Minecraft, is the main address just play.ponymc.com?
Yep, everything goes through that. Play.ponymc.com.
PonyMC.com, okay.
It's kind of set up so we've got one server accessing all the other ones that we can do maintenance on one server without having to bring down the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and so what you log into when you go to ponymc.com, the play.ponymc server, is the lobby. And then from the lobby, you can pick which thing you want to go to. Right.
Which is going to grow and become larger with more portals also.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have built it to be, you know, a big chamber, you know, with a whole bunch of different stuff on it. So, yeah. And, yeah, if anybody else is curious, just visit ponymc.com or send a tweet over to @ponymcsrv, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it @ponymcsrv?
SVR.
Oh, SVR. Oh, okay.
Yeah, SVR, sorry.
Okay, so it's @ponymcsvr, like server, on Twitter. And feel free to follow them and catch all their new updates and everything else. So thank you guys for joining me and taking some time to talk.
Yeah, thanks again for letting us hang out here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, as you may have noticed, we ran just a little bit late today. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the beginning of my show here. But we had the interview run just a smidgen late right into our next show, which is the Darth Vader sessions featuring Pocket Jawa tonight. So I will let Pocket Jawa hop on here because he is our next host for our next big event here on Ponyville FM. So stay tuned for that. But a huge thank you to the crew from PonyMC for taking some time to do the interview with me. And thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in to Ponyville FM. And stay tuned for more in the very best of Pony Electronic Music.